All right, we were just talking. Hard to believe it's St. Patty's Week, and Dr. Daniel Nicolite's in from the O'Neill Satellite Rotary, right?
Absolutely, yep.
And how we doing?
Fabulous.
I can't believe it's... Doesn't seem like it should be.
No, it doesn't.
But.
And it was nice having some nice weather this last weekend.
Yeah.
And the last couple of days have been a little chilly. Yeah.
But we'll hope for the luck of the Irish. I'm going with a good attitude on the deal. Yeah, it says a chance of rain, but... There's a chance it might not rain. So
that's right.
That's right. I'm going with the chance it might not rain. But O'Neill Satellite Rotary has dodgeball back again this year, don't we?
Dodgeball's back, and we really would like some more teams to sign up. We are a little short on numbers. So I really just want to encourage everybody out there to put a team together.
Yeah.
I would even challenge the businesses at this point to see how Irish strong they are. At dodging, ducking, and diving, and dipping, and dodging.
Yeah,
if that's how it goes. But
that was pretty good. I was trying to remember it, but my memory's not so good. But a lot of D's, I do know that.
A lot of D's.
Yeah.
And please get some teams together and encourage the youth. I know we've got some conflict there with state basketball, which doesn't usually help our numbers as far as getting dodgeball teams, but. You know, I've heard people say something about they're worried about maybe they're not very athletic or they're maybe not the best dodger out there. But it's just about having fun and a good way to kind of kick the official weekend off when it comes to St. Pat's on Friday nights. And so that's when it is Friday at the O'Neill Gym, O'Neill High School. It starts at 6:30.
And are we going to get it all done in one day, right?
We're going to get it all done in one day. I don't think the two championship teams want to try their luck in the ring wrestling.
Yeah, probably not.
We're going to finish it all this year on Friday. And, at halftime Friday night, the first through sixth graders, we'll do a pickup game for them.
Cool.
So they can go out for free, no charge. As long as we get enough teams, there will be some minute-to-win-it games played in between the games, just so we can just kind of have fun, get the crowd involved a little bit, and, it's really just a really good event. What we do with our proceeds as far as the Satellite Rotary Club is most of it goes back to the community with everything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it, obviously, is to help keep some of our events funded that we do through the Satellite Rotary Club. Which is we do sand volleyball in the summer, so that'll be coming up too. So do you think about getting your sand volleyball teams ready? We do the Chills and Thrills for Halloween. And so it's a lot of fun. Everything we try to do is just to try to keep the community active and give us things to do.
Yeah, and like you said, this dodgeball, obviously it's competitive, but it's also just a lot of fun.
It is.
And you don't have to be a high school kid or a college kid to be in it. You could be the office staff at Pinnacle Bank or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
we encourage everybody to come out and play. And if you don't feel like you want to play, we definitely need some more refs and some things to kind of help keep that thing moving along.
And the minute to win it games are fun to watch. So
they are fun to watch. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So usually those are kind of a neat little. Kind of a gaggy type game.
So. Right. Okay, so if we're looking for team members, tell us what consists of a team. How many do we need on one team?
Yep.
Or what's the minimum? What's the minimum amount?
The minimum, you must have six players on the court.
Okay, so you got to have at least six players.
At least six players.
Good to have an extra one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't hurt. And then there's a minimum of two girls that have to be on each team.
So there has to be two on the floor at all the time. Yeah. All right, to start the game.
Yep. And so it's $60 a team. And if there's some kids out there and they don't have $60, come talk to me.
Right. We'll get some sponsors.
We'll get you sponsored or somebody else. I'll talk to some of their businesses. I know there are plenty of businesses out there that are willing to sponsor a dodgeball team.
You bet.
So.
All right, so we're looking for more teams, and we need six-person teams. Again, when the games start, there's got to be two girls on the team out of the six on the floor.
Yep.
So, or there could be four girls and two guys.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, and if they want to register, they can do it online. So there's the Sign Up Genius, which is www.signupgenius.com. And there's some long numbers after that, so I'm not even going to repeat that. But they can call or text Christina Meyer.
Okay.
And her phone number is 402-862-5475.
Okay.
Okay. Or they can stop at my office on the corner of 4th and Hines if they need help with anything. We don't really have, I don't think, packets like we have in the past. It's just easier to just do it online these days. So, or they can even stop at J&L Collision. It's another place they can stop if they need help with anything. We can get them signed up.
Awesome. Okay. So it's Saturday. It's Friday night, March 13th. Starts at 6:30 up at the O'Neill High School gym.
Yep.
And yeah, like we said, we need more teams. So get a 6-person minimum team together and at least six. You know, like we said, if you got 7 or 8, that's good too. So. Yep.
Yeah, and bring the whole family out Friday night. Like I said, there's gonna be things for you know, if the younger kids wanna see how good they're gonna be when they get older at dodgeball. It's a good time to just let them out there, go out there and chuck the ball around and have some fun.
Yeah, and it's cheap to get in. Admission is...
Yeah, admission, I think, is $3. If they're 5 and under, it's free.
Okay.
And it's just... It's always a lot of fun event. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be there this year. They don't have to be worried about Dr. Dan clobbering them with a ball, so lucky them.
Yeah. Yes. I just had a text here that said the class of 81 needs to have a team, so I don't know. I'll have to see if I've got that many members of the class of 81 that can still throw a ball, or at least catch. We know they can catch, but yeah.
A lot of times
make good targets.
A lot of times if you can just catch, that's a huge turning point in the game a lot of times. So. Yeah, that's all I have for today. Dodgeball, don't forget about it. And then also start thinking about getting those sand volleyball teams together as well. Yeah.
All right, and again, here's the number to call. If you want to give Christina a call, it's 402-862-5475. Again, that's 402-862-5475. And if you want that number repeated, just text us here at KBRX and we'll zip it out to you. And we'll even zip you the online registration link, too. So we hope to see everybody out Friday night. Great family entertainment. Like I said, if you're going to play, get a team signed up. If you're not going to play, come and watch because it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
All right, Doc, thanks to the O'Neill Satellite Rotary Club for putting all this together.
You bet. Thanks for having us, Scott.
All right, you bet. Again, the number to call, 402-862-5475.